Hello, my dear listeners. My name is Kishore Ganesh, and in this episode of the Vocal About Visuals podcast, I'll be reviewing the brand new Hollywood film, Dumb Money, starring the latest Riddler, Paul Dano, the man who has dated most of Hollywood, Pete Davidson, adult recreational goodie entrepreneur, Seth Rogen, absolute legend from Parks and Recreation, Nick Offerman, and others. This film is directed by Craig Gillespie and is written by Lauren Shucker Blum, Rebecca Angelo, and Ben Mezrich. As you might know, if you have been following me on Twitter or Instagram, your boy has hit 150 uploads, and your boy will appreciate tremendously your help to motivate him to talk more about movies and anime by subscribing, reviewing, commenting, etc. Thanks in advance. And with that out of the way, let's jump into the review. Right off the bat, I'll say this. Don't use Dumb Money as an inspiration to invest in the stock market. Now, I'm not saying that the film makes any allusion to any kind of financial advice, but as with these underdog stories, one might get inspired to emulate whatever is happening on screen. So I'm reiterating that Dumb Money should not be used by anyone as a reason to invest in the stock market. Please take stock of your own financial situation and take decisions accordingly. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the mind of this reviewer also wandered to thoughts about maybe I should be relooking my financial strategy. But then again, this remained at the thought level only. So if it came to me, these thoughts might come to others as well, hence the two lines of caution. Coming to the film, this film is a classic underdog story. And what's more, this underdog story is probably about the most under of the underdogs against the most over of the overdogs, if this line even makes sense. The true events of this story basically pits average Joes whose lifetime savings are in the range of negative $180,000 in debt to $53,000 against people who are worth 16 to 18 billion. I repeat, billion. So in a world where the helplessness of the common man against people with power, financial and political, is becoming more and more apparent, for a real-life David to even land a blow on this almost superpowered Goliath, it is quite a sight because it is so rare. And that's the powerful cultural and societal moment that this film captures. For anyone who is not aware of the set of events that this film is based on, this is the GameStop stock rally that happened during the height of the pandemic. Check out the facts of this story too, they're quite fascinating. This film is fictionalized to a large extent, with a lot of the supporting characters in this film being completely fictional. The lead, Keith Gill, aka Roaring Kitty, aka Deep Effing Value, played by Dano, and his family, I think, are real, along with the hedge fund dudes. All the others, such as the nurse played by America Ferrera, the two college students, and the GameStop employee, are all apparently fictional. I haven't done too thorough a fact check on this, so apologies in advance if I'm wrong. All the said and done, the performances of all these actors are top-notch. Throughout this film, the actors make you root for the little guy, which may be easy because that comes naturally to most people, but they manage to do this without any inauthentic emotional manipulation. Basically, what I'm saying is that this film doesn't ask you to root for the little guy because, hey, you're supposed to do that. But instead, it manages to convince you that it is the right thing to do. Craig Gillespie, the director, and the writer trio have managed to craft a film out of real-life circumstances that don't necessarily have all the ingredients from beginning to end to lend themselves perfectly to a movie script. They have managed to take creative liberties in order to tell a story that makes for a fascinating watch. Not because all of it is 100% true, but because most of it is. And even more importantly, the feeling that something needs to be done regarding the financial apparatus of the world to make it work for the little guy more, which this movie inspires, is absolutely valid and needs acting upon. And the acting upon has to be done by the people who actually can do something about the situation. All the little guy in this case Roaring Kitty can do is to land a small punch, but the significance of the punch is that it brought attention to our financial systems. I think after this real life event, John Stewart, Hasan Minhaj, and a whole bunch of others made explanatory pieces that opened the eyes of many common folk to what is the actual goings on in the financial world, which have an impact on every one of us around the world. And for that reason alone, even if everything was not resolved in real life or could not, quote unquote, make for a good movie, I am happy that such events occurred and that this movie got made. The director and the writers have to, of course, bow to the film conventions and need to tie the loose ends and probably send the audiences out of the theaters on a high, for which, as I mentioned, they needed to take some creative liberties. And I think as a product, the film benefits from that. Because as biographical as the film is, it is also a dramedy. So it needs to be judged as such. With almost all of the jokes landing, the drama making feel good feelings, and the knowledge that, hey, for once, the little guy kinda quote-unquote won, this movie makes for a compelling watch. Once again, my name is Kishore Ganesh. This is the Vocal About Visuals podcast, and thank you, my dear listeners, for your time and for listening. If you like my content, subscribe, comment, review. As I mentioned before, you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Podcast Plural, where I share shorts from my podcasts and my thoughts on movies, TV, anime, and in general, the world. Thank you.